Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So where do you even start? Let's start with this one. It was a Florida man. A Florida man with a dead deer in a school bus has led Pennsylvania police on a chase.
It was a Florida man?
Yeah, it was apparently a naked Florida man. He was from Florida, but he was in, Indiana? No, Pennsylvania. Sorry, he was in Pennsylvania. Yeah, so it's a Florida man from Port St. Lucie. He has no known address in Pennsylvania. A man named Tony J. Saunders Jr., 25 years old, from Port St. Lucie, Florida, no address in Pennsylvania. He had taken, so, okay, this is a story, a long one. I'll make it quick. So the day before he turned 25, he led Pennsylvania police on a chase. He stole a bus. He crashed into a BMW, killed a deer. No, sorry, wait. He had a different vehicle, crashed into a BMW, killed a deer. Then he got out of that vehicle, stole a school bus. He put the deer inside the school bus, and I'm not making this up, to, quote, use as fertilizer, and then led police on a chase, and then he exited the school bus, fled on foot, stripped naked, continued the foot chase, and then when they arrested him, he was smiling. This is real. Okay, so, yeah, and it went through three counties early yesterday morning. And it said that everyone was saying, you know, Bolo for the school bus. And they said that officers on patrol spotted it driving through a Giant Foods and Rite Aid parking lot. And they said that they were trying to pull him over. He wasn't going to listen. He was arrested totally nude. He did admit to taking the bus earlier. He admitted to stealing vehicles, crashing into a BMW. And that's when he told police that he took the dead deer. He hit and killed a deer and he loaded it into the bus for fertilizer. First off, okay, here's my question that nothing in any article I've read about this guy have answered. Oh, by the way, thankfully no children were inside the bus. If they were chasing him, did he kill the deer and then put it in the bus before they started chasing him in the bus? Or were they chasing him and then he just like loads the deer into the bus and then they continue the chase? Like, how does this happen? I've got so many questions. So he was, for the naked school bus thing, he was charged with receiving stolen property, reckless driving, fleeing, resisting arrest. He's being held on a $100,000 bond in York County Prison. His first hearing is going to be on April 24th. And, wow, so he has an active marijuana for personal use case in the same township from 2022. So that's a real story of that Florida man. He wanted the deer, by the way, to fertilize his garden.
Oh, not to eat?
Not to eat. He wanted it as fertilizer. Fertilizer specifically for his garden. And ABC 27 says that there was also a dog that was living in the back of the vehicle with the dead deer. Oh, and he also drove the bus through a chain link fence and got it stuck on train tracks. That's why he had to leave and flee. I can't. This story never ends. I mean, they've never found his clothing. Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With Fast-Growing Trees, 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
Firstly, it enables the Attorney General to create a 2S LGBT QI plus community safety zone to prohibit within 100 meters of the property any homophobic, transphobic act of intimidation, threat, offensive threats, offensive remarks, protest, disturbance, and distribution of hate propaganda within the meaning of the criminal code. It also comes with it a penalty of $25,000 if prosecuted successfully.
This is like, what is that, the ad, the campaign from the, like, the 90s, United Colors of Bennington, right? Oh, or it's like a new, the new millennial YMCA group ad. I don't know. That's in Canada. So that audio came from Canada. That's a Canadian official saying that they want to criminalize protests and offensive remarks about drag queens. And it's the Canadian politician, she uses they, them as the pronoun. She uses incorrect grammar.
Yep.
As her pronouns.
That's correct.
I just don't do incorrect pronouns. That's bad grammar. Just can't. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Your bemused curmudgeon fighting, raging against the cedar pollen. All tree pollen, really. So it has me a little bit today. You can kind of hear. We're keeping everything kind of even keeled so we can go all through the week. But this is, they don't have free speech in Canada.
No, they don't.
I cannot imagine. It is so ingrained in our psyches. I can't imagine not having free speech. I can't. It's impossible. But they don't have that. So they had all these men dressed up as women standing behind her and talking about wanting to criminalize protests and offensive remarks. But see, that's the thing. When you're talking about the word offensive, it is so differently defined by people according to where their realities are, right? Where their politics are. Where their ideology is, because if you don't immediately agree with and validate their self-perception and validate it by going along with it, anything less than that is considered phobic, then it's offensive. It's classified as being offensive. Not refusing to alter your reality to accommodate their perceived reality is considered offensive. I mean, no one ever talks about why that accommodation doesn't go both ways. That's not allowed because, see, you're not a protected class, which is why I reject the whole visibility slang, the phrases and all of that stuff. It's the most protected class of people in the world. In the country. And so all of this, it's so pervasive. So we had an issue. And I actually have to talk to folks today about this. We had an issue in my son's class yesterday. And I'm just like all you. I got to deal with this stuff, too. And it was in a Bible class. I know. See? I mean, it's in Texas. So my son came home from school, and he was very, very disappointed, I should say. And he immediately came in and was telling me everything that was happening in this class. Now, you know, of my two boys, my youngest son is very much, he's very Vulcan-like with his logic and reasoning. They both pretty much are, but the youngest particularly so. He's the one who just sort of sits back and watches it and then makes his move. You know, he is very, you know, he takes everything in. But he's also, I mean, this is the, just to give you insight into the character of my youngest son, he did not like one of his Bible teachers previously. And so they have to take notes in all their Bible classes. And so he would actually take notes where his teacher was wrong and back it up with scripture. And he would try to turn that in for notes. And then we were constantly getting called to the principal's office. And we had to deal with it. And I'm like, well, where's the lie, though? Because this is true. I mean, he's coming at this purely from, you know, an academic and scriptural perspective. And he's pointing out where he is wrong according to logic and scripture. And he's backing it up with verses. So I fail to see what the problem is here. He's doing the work. So it was allowed to stand. And so, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not the parent who immediately will, you know, I'm not the parent who rushes to condemn the world if I think that, you know, if one of my kids, you know, were ever to behave badly or something like that. I mean, we run a pretty tight ship. But he came, so it was unusual. He had never come home from school and got like launched into kind of a rant before. It took me by surprise. And he comes in and I'm working. He comes in, he's like, "Mom," and he was talking about how they had this speaker come into their Bible class. And the speaker was talking about things that Christians should be concerned about in the world, right? And my son said, "You know, interestingly, not one of those things concerned the breakdown of the family. Not one of those things. It didn't include any of that. It didn't include any kind of mental health. It didn't include any of that." So the speaker lectured them on a number of issues and brought up the phrase, and was using the phrase, gender equity. He was pushing climate change, gender equity. He was talking about, quote unquote, gun violence. And he apparently was remarking how, I guess, intimating that students, certain students, because of their skin color, don't have to worry about being pulled over or don't have to have the talk from their parents about how to deal with police, which is, I thought, one of the most entitled and inherently racist things I think I've ever heard, because everyone has this conversation with everyone, with their kids, with everyone. Because you want your people and your family to understand how to deal if you're pulled over and how to handle the interaction. And said that the wage gap was real, was spouting off inaccurate talking points about how, oh, the biggest killer of kids today is guns and all this stuff. And my youngest son had said, I wanted to walk out and I almost did. And I told him, I said, "You should have. If you felt that strongly, you should have." And it wasn't just him. All his friends were pretty upset as well. And of course, you know, mothers talk after they start hearing from their kids. Mothers start texting and start talking. So I talk with the school later today. Because I'm like, what is the vetting process when you're bringing speakers in for people's a Bible class of all things? And if you're going to approach it from a biblical perspective, then you're taking on the yoke of the shepherd. And you realize where in scripture you are told that you have a responsibility when you assume that mantle. And when you are speaking to students, to other people's children, you should be speaking from an area of your expertise. And none of the stuff that I was hearing, either from my child or any of the other mom's kids, because other mothers and fathers were also pretty upset over this, none of that sounded like expertise. It sounded like someone went to every town and decided to run off a list of talking points. Like, for instance, the number one killer of kids. Do you know how they define kids? Do you know what metric they're using? They're citing CDC, which includes 18 and 19-year-olds as children. And when you break down with the FBI, UCIs, the UCRs, the crime reports, 18 and 19-year-olds that are involved in drug and gang activity drive the overwhelming majority of that. They conflate it and say children as a whole to try to gaslight you into being terrified of mass shootings in schools every single day. It is evil and disingenuous that they play upon your fears this way. And it's not scientific, nor is it Christian, to push it, especially in a Bible class. So we're having a conversation later today. Cause I'm particularly aggravated because it was presented through this perspective of a Bible class, as though this person was somehow, "Oh, well, you know, you have to listen to me," because it was like an appeal to an authority that was not given. You could add an anointing that was not there. And it angers me because of that appeal to authority, which I feel is disingenuous. So we're going to have conversations. And I think, too, when you present something like this in this context, I feel that falls short of a Christian expectation in a Bible class. So we'll see how this goes. Because I'm not having this stuff. And it's not It's not, and you shouldn't have this either. No matter where, it's so pervasive, absolutely everywhere. It is everywhere. You do absolutely have to be on guard and know what the truth is in every single scenario. I get, it is frustrating. A parent's job is tiring. Doesn't it feel as though, as a parent, you have so many more things to look out for than you ever did? I was listening to a friend of mine. Their mother was remarking on this and saying, gosh, I feel like, she had said, I sometimes feel like we had it easier with you kids. And that really struck me. I was like, what? Really? Really? Do you think that came?
Yeah.
You think our parents had it easier?
I've never seen it that way. I've always thought of it being harder for my parents.
Yeah, I did too.
In every aspect.
I totally did.
Every aspect.
I mean, they had to worry about razor blades and candy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. Remember that though, right?
Tylenol.
Jeez,
remember that?
Right? Oh my gosh.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
My friend over at Yid with Lid has this headline, which it's almost unbelievable, but it's true. College has a student arrested for carrying a musket for a Civil War demonstration. It's a Daily Beacon. A freshman named Brandon Dowd was apparently absurdly accosted by, you know, campus cops. But officers saw him carrying a musket on campus on March 29th. He worked with the student works with National Park Service, and he was portraying a Civil War soldier. They were going to film a Civil War battle event. And he also participates in fundraising to preserve battlefields. And they said that he had the musket bayonet and on his person. And apparently they lost their minds. And they set an April 4th arraignment for him. He was completely innocent. They were trying to charge him with a misdemeanor. But he literally is a Civil War reenactor. And from what one piece says, it wasn't even operable. And he was there at the request of the National Park Service. They were filming. Oh, my gosh. You can't even make this stuff up. Seriously, people. Come on. Now, in Tennessee, this comes on the heels of that. It's really pretty much like a riot, an insurrection that broke out in their capital. A bunch of leftists stormed into the Capitol, and they were shoving the security, shoving police. Two Democrat lawmakers were stripped of their committee assignments and had their access to legislative facilities restricted earlier this week as punishment for their role in this riot that broke out within the Capitol, inside the Capitol building, that brought all business to a halt. Apparently, it had to do with Justin Jones, Representative Justin Jones of Nashville, and Gloria Johnson of Knoxville. They, along with Justin Pearson of Memphis, they interrupted legislative business. They were leading protesters and encouraging them. And these were the videos that you saw where people were getting shoved and hit and all this stuff. It was just wild. Also, the weather app, maybe you noticed this. I've definitely noticed this. Have you noticed the weather app really isn't working on your phone very well? Okay, so there's something with it. Something to that. In fact, Apple is aware of it. So apparently it's down for a lot of people. It shows no data if you try to open it. Their status dashboard, Apple status dashboard, says that there's an ongoing issue with the app. They said some users are affected, that it was overhauled totally with iOS 16. And apparently after they acquired Dark Sky, they shut the Dark Sky app down completely. And so I think they're still trying to iron out some of the difficulties in merging. It's what the article reads like. So there you have that. And also, one last thing. Dark money is going to be coming in from a Swiss billionaire to liberal causes, according to the Associated Press, a Berger Action Fund. I know, more non-American groups trying to influence American elections. Stay with us. We got more in store. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. I got to talk about this, Wilkery. I hate everything. This is why aliens don't visit us. By the way, I appreciate your patience, too, with my keeping my voice even keeled today. I have crazy allergies to tree pollen. It makes my throat swell up. It's crazy. So we're just dealing with a little bit of that today. All right. So first and foremost, NASA, guys, has hired its first diversity ambassador for the benefit of all humanity. That's a real thing. They're hiring not one, but two diversity champions. It's part of their CRT DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, I'm going to be honest, when I first read this headline, because you know it's about space, I was like, is it going to be for aliens? Like, are they bringing on like a Klingon or something? Like, that's going to be, you know, in order to foster a more normalized relations with us and some sort of, I don't know, otherworldly universal species? I don't know. The announcement, they said they announced their first one, Steve Sih, and then Elaine Ho is the next associate. So they said that they need a did they having a problem with the diversity? Right. I mean, you're a space agency, right? So these are, if you're in NASA, doesn't this mean they're taxpayer-funded positions? Is that what that means? I mean, it's NASA. So they said that they kept going on and on about the diversity. Just get in space and find aliens. I don't care what you do. I just get up into space. Find us some aliens. But they keep going on and on about the diversity and inclusion. Da, 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 da. Like, for instance, they said that because they came under fire because they were proposing a rule previously that was requiring federal contractors to disclose greenhouse gases. It's all about the ESG stuff, their greenhouse gas emissions. But their statement, because they have a Twitter account, they've been pushing diversity like for Women's History Month. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about this. They act like women were just created and plopped here on Earth all of a sudden brand new, that humanity has not been dealing with women for, I don't know, since humanity's existence. Can you imagine having to tell somebody that your job is being a diversity ambassador? I would laugh in your face. A diversity ambassador? Jeez. And it's for a government agency? I mean, I don't know. What do you do with diversity? Well, how did you get that job? Being diverse. What? Yes, being diverse. I got the job because I was being diverse. That doesn't even make any sense. I have a degree in diversity. Like, what does that mean? Like women's studies. I don't understand. It's like, these are stupid. It's all about actually pushing division. See, it's cyclical. It's hurt and rescue. It's about pushing division so that you can create an industry for yourself to claim that you want to fix the division that you're actually pushing. That's what it's about.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.